Turl smelled code. By dawning light, he had it. Using serial numbers of the countless vehicles on the planet, one could choose the last three digits and, by plain substitution of numbers for letters, write pretty much what one pleased. With expanding joy, he read the first message he had decoded. It said, "No complaints here. Bank difference as usual." Turl did another calculation. He was exuberant. These reports went to Knipe, Numpf's nephew in home office accounting. The total pay and bonuses of Earth should have been around 167 million galactic credits. Actually, no bonuses were being paid, and only half the salary. It meant that Knipe, on home planet, was reporting full pay and bonuses and was banking to the personal account of himself and Numpf close to 100 million galactic credits a year. Their own combined pay would not exceed 75,000 galactic credits. Their swindle was making them nearly 100 million a year. There was the evidence, the code, the incomplete accounts. Turl's office shook as he paced back and forth, hugging himself. Then he paused. How about making Numpf and Knipe cut him in? They would have to. But no. Good as he was as a security chief, Turl realized that if he could untangle the scheme, so could somebody else. It was big money, but dangerous money. Knipe and Numpf stood a fair chance of failure, and if caught, they would be vaporized out of hand. Turl wanted no part of that. So far, he was not culpable. He could not be blamed for not catching on, for it was not part of his department to do accounting. No complaints had come his way. He had written orders from Numpf to be alert for mutiny, but no orders from anyone to police the home office. No. Turl would be content with his own 100 million, thank you. It was very smooth. He had it all worked out. It was not company ore. No company employees would be used. He could call it an experiment and even show he was ordered to do it. Nothing would go into company records. The last little part of it was risky, getting it to the home planet. But he could even worm out of that if caught. And he wouldn't be caught. Let Numpf and Knipe have their fortune and their risk. He would preserve these records just long enough to convince Numpf if he needed to, and then he would destroy them. Oh, did he look forward to his next interview with Numpf!